I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Best Hang Podcast featuring Max Kerman, Shane Cunningham, and I am Mike Veerman. Here's a secret, you can pass it around. Here's a secret, you can pass it around. My head in the clouds, hands and feet on the ground. Here's a secret, you can pass it around. All right. Welcome to the Best Hang Podcast After Dark. We're recording this late at night. This is a rarity. Usually we're in the morning. It's kind of during the day, maybe a lunchtime record, but this is in the evening. It is a Wednesday night. We're settling in. Guys, how's it going? I like this late night energy.
I'm actually exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. My brain is so fried. I tried to do some writing tonight, and it reminded me of trying to write an essay in university when you're just like, your brain just like stops working and like every sentence is like climbing a mountain.
Writing.
Like, can you guys write? Yeah.
But wait, you're a musician, what? Max. What do you mean? What are you writing?
I'm always working on stuff. You know, I got a lot of ideas that will go nowhere.
People don't know. Max can write. He's a good writer.
Yeah.
Well, I need a lot of help, and actually Ash was helping me. I need help with everything I do. Writing, you know, everyone's talking about how writing is such a lonely thing. It's just all about solitude and being alone with your thoughts. The writing process for me is talking it out loud, writing a little bit, reading it to people. Like, yeah. Mike, tomorrow we're on the plane, and I'm just going to probably just be writing, reading to you on the plane at 8 a.m. Just
I'm ready for it. I think everything you do in your life is collaborative. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you, like, if things that for most people be a solitary journey, it feels like you try to always bring others into it. You need people around.
I need help is what I need.
Wait, you're going on a plane tomorrow?
I'll let Max explain this one. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this is a Max production.
Have you guys not talked about this?
This was it all came up real quick. It's your thing. I don't know. I just said yes. That's all. Shane spit out his drink. Shane just spit out.
Well, we needed to do something with Mike tomorrow, and he said he was out for the next 2 days. I just thought it was, you know, doing something with Danica.
I have been in family mode all holidays, you know, really for almost what feels like 3 weeks now. But this one is a quick excursion to another city that Max threw out there. And I said, I'm not going to miss it. You know,
this is what happened.
Oh, wait, can I guess what it is?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. It's a Nick Nurse related thing.
Okay. You're not wrong.
Is Sean Dawson going?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think
so.
I know.
Basically, for our listeners, our old pal, coach of the Toronto Raptors, Nick Nurse, who's now in Philadelphia, texted me and said, my family's out of town for the week of January. They're in Florida. Do you want to come down and hang out? We have some games. And if you just want to stay at my place, let's do it. I was like, oh, that sounds like really fun. And of course, the first person I thought was Sean Dawson, because Sean, our dear friend Sean, is a 76ers fan. He like genuinely loves the team and has been rooting for them for years, long before we ever cared about the 76ers, because Nick is there now. And I immediately thought, I was like, oh, it'd be really cool to take Sean. And Sean's also guilted me for being a bad friend. You know, I'm sort of in that like camp with him because I like don't know the kids' names and you know, like all the kids in Hamilton. Like he's like, you know, we're not as tight as we used to be. And of course I love Sean so much, and I've wanted to sort of make it up to him for being a bad friend. So I was like, oh, what if Sean was around? I was like, okay, I'll start with Sean. And then I texted Nick back and I said, okay, I think I'm gonna bring my friend Sean because hopefully that's not too many people. He goes, great. D-Man's coming too. D-Man being Derek Hoffman, who is Arkell's producer, who has become friends with Nick kind of via me. And so I was like, okay. So I mentioned this to Sean. I was like, Sean, it looks like it's me, you, and and Derek Hoffman going, and then Sean goes, we can't go without Mikey V. Mikey V needs to go.
I didn't know this sort of events. Thank you, Sean advocated for you.
I was like, I guess Sean. So then I had to text Nick back, and I was like, Nick, do you mind if like four guys show up, you know, to your house in Philly? And he's like, yeah, no problem. So the four of us are leaving tomorrow at 8 a.m. And we can leave it there, because the next pod will probably be lots of fun stories related to the trip.
I was under the impression that I got in. I thought it was basically you can only go if you're a Hoops fan, but also play an instrument. That's what I thought your criteria was. That's what I thought I got in. To be honest, it evolved into that.
No, it evolved into that. So basically, what I realized afterwards that Nick was just looking for someone to jam with, and he knows I'm good at organizing that stuff.
Shane, Sean Dawson right now has literally been like, he thought he was going on vacation. Max sent a set list with like 12 songs for us to learn. And Sean is making jokes, but he hasn't played a chord in like 5 years. But you could actually, it was so funny.
For our listeners, Sean plays guitar. He plays in a touring band with Mike Veerman, and they toured across the country, and he played in a band for like 10 years. And so I didn't think it would be a hard sell to be like, you can stay at a head coach's house in another city and you'll go to a game for free and we'll get to probably see a practice or something. All you have to do is like read some chords off an iPhone. I thought it was like easy. That's such a great deal. Sean's like, oh, I didn't think I'd be getting homework for my vacation. Oh, and then I was like, and also, listen, I know Mike's reputation as the lead singer of the band was questionable in some moments, but I was like, honestly, now I get what it's like to be Mike in that band. If I had fucking Sean Dawson just complaining all the time about practicing, I'd be like, you know, I would be a tyrant too. So I actually get a lot of sympathy for and understanding for Mike Veerman as a fellow singer.
But what does Mike have to learn? Is he going to be singing? Or?
No, Mike's going to be playing bass. And he's
I can play everything. Okay. I can play bass, guitar, drums. But the thing is, when I saw the thing, I just said, yeah, like I can figure those songs out, especially if I got an iPad with chords in front of me.
Okay, because John Lamparski, I was just at a cottage with him for several days, and he mentioned you, Mike, that because he's playing a show in April, and he asked you to sing 12 songs, and he said that's what he said. I don't,
12
maybe he's
songs, one. go on.
And he said you acted like that was too many.
Well, here's the difference. Is it like, do me and him got to get together and practice? When you got like, so it's like Max, it's Derek, it's Nick on the piano. You got Sean on guitar. It's like, if I'm on bass and I've got the iPad in front of me and we're jamming in a room, people are having a couple of beers. That's like a different vibe. If John's putting on a show where we got like, people are coming to see us.
Different.
That takes a lot more rehearsal. It's not as loose. And I also am not sure what the 12 songs were. Like, I'm like, I think I said, to, I do remember the conversation, but I think I just said, let's just do a couple Beatles songs. I said, I'd play a few with them. But if it was like learning a whole set with transitions, I was just like, that takes work. You know what I mean? To do it right, in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, Mikey's the type of guy too. He likes to really impress and then be done for the night and enjoy some drinks.
that's accurate. But yeah, so the Nick thing is, it's like strength in numbers. That's why when Sean was kind of like, oh man, like we got to listen. It's like, it's going to be loose. It's like literally, you know, all of these songs, you grew up with them. You just got to literally follow the chords along and sing them. And I also like to sing too. So I'll just, if you know, Nick doesn't mind, I'll take that mic. Who sings normally, Max? You or Nick?
I sing, but we have some other band guys, Philly friends, I'll save for the next pod. Just make sure it happens, because it's kind of fun. They might come. But then I just got a text from Nick like an hour ago to Derek and I saying, Derek, you're off the kit. You're playing guitar. I'm bringing a drummer and I got a bassist too. So we're going to, I don't know. I don't know who these people are. I don't know. So it's turning into a thing,
unless it's Paul McCartney on bass, I'm going to be a little insulted, because I thought that was where I was going to settle right in. You know?
Well, maybe you play a little bass, so you switch it up, you play guitar, you play little keys, whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, it's all good.
But you know what? Honestly, when I heard that, I was like, oh, the pressure's off Sean. Sean can just hang out and watch TV in another room if he doesn't want to.
Maybe me and Sean will just get an Uber back downtown. We've been to Philly before. You know, we know the dive bars. Maybe you guys could jam and you can meet us at the game later, you know? But it's very exciting. It's very exciting. Thanks to Sean for getting me in, man.
Yeah, really. No, Sean was your connect. Sean was looking out for you. So, but I'm glad actually you kept it under wraps, because I didn't want to get, you know, I didn't want anybody hitting me up and annoying me about it. And, you know, Shay, do you feel left out?
No. Oh, well, yes, of course. But I guess the silver lining is that I have to do so much right now, because we're shooting a thing at the end of the month. Mm. And I'm just like, not losing my mind, but I need to be so focused that I can't have any sort of distraction.
That's kind of what I feel like right now too. Mm-hmm. So are you just like, by the time 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock hits, you're just like, I'm going to bed?
I've got so much that I'm doing right now. I need to be kind of ripped for this. I've decided that.
Mm.
That for this thing, I'm going to try to be kind of ripped. And obviously after the holidays, a lot of people think they're going to get ripped and they do not. And, you know, I didn't treat my body right the last 15 days. So I've got a lot of work to do, but I'm doing the keto diet. Like, so perfect. I'm working out like 4 times a day. I just got off the Peloton. I've been doing push-ups all day, weightlifting.
How many push-ups a day?
Playing basketball, like 500.
500?
I played basketball. Oh, I went to Toronto. Like, I commuted just to play basketball in that Tuesday night league. So play ball for 2.5 hours. I'm reading the script. I'm memorizing my lines on the train to and fro. You know, we're talking about everything, like Mike's involved in obviously all the Zoom meetings, which took up a large part of today. And honestly, I was in between all those Zoom meetings we were doing today, Mike, I was working out and just eating crazy diet.
What are you eating? You know, bread, right? Keto's no bread.
No bread, but all these, it's all about fats. So it's what it is instead of your brain burning off sugars and breads, your brain gets fooled and says, uh-oh, there's no more sugar or bread supply in this man's body or glucose or whatever the fuck it's called. So it goes, now we have to attack the fats, and we start burning the fat from my like love handles, et cetera. And then by the time the show comes around that we're shooting or the special, I'll be a ripped man or, you know, somewhat ripped.
How many days have you done it?
I'm on day three.
Yeah.
I am. Day three. I looked it up and it's very doable to lose 15 pounds in the time period. I've got an app.
Are you going to take a picture of yourself every day?
I've taken just a picture of me at maximum density, which was 3 days ago. I've already lost 6 pounds.
Maximum density is an amazing way to put it. That should be the name of this episode. Mm-hmm. It is so funny because I literally have done the exact, I'm in this thing too that we're talking about. And just because you want, I don't have to be like ripped like Shane, that's a totally different thing. But I also want to look decent being on camera and all these sort of vain things that do not tend to really bother me or float through my life. Suddenly it feels like there's a bit of a ticking clock until we shoot for these three or 4 days or whatever. And so I, exactly the same, did not treat myself well for 10, 15 days over the holidays as one, what are you going to abstain from all of the goodies and the sort of sweets that are Christmas and overindulgence. So I have literally for the first time in, I don't know, a year and a half, been on that Peloton for the last 2 days. Lifting
good for
weights.
You.
This was going to be a dry January until this thing came up like a week and a half ago, where I was like, okay, I'll give myself, I'm still going to eat well in Philly, but I'm going to allow myself to drink in Philly. And that's
you've been lifting weights too, Mike.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I just tell myself I can do it for a month, you know, and then I'll go back.
Exactly.
Or maybe you stick with it at that point. But yeah,
but like
just
this is good
beat
because
salads and shit.
I was trying to be healthy. And then I was like, this weekend's probably going to be a big one because we're going to be in Philly. We're going to be hanging in sports bar, the arena food. And also like Mike and Sean are two guys that love beer. Like when I just think of you two guys, I'm like, and we're in America, beer is like 50 cents and shit. I'm like, I'm fucked. But I know Derek doesn't really drink and Sean's a bit of a tired dad now. So maybe he won't drink as much and you're on this health kick. So maybe we can be moderately healthier or is that stupid? Yeah.
Well, no, maybe it's like tall vodka sodas or like a couple like Michelob Ultras or like what are those super low calorie beers? Like I'll just drink 100 of those and eat salad. It'll be fine.
There's still 90 calories, Mike, those smaller beers, those like.
Oh, man, this is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, no, Nick probably does have a gym and Nick doesn't really drink either. So maybe we just get ripped in Philly. Maybe we come back.
I would love to work out at Nick's place if he's got a home gym.
Does he have a court in his house, like a basketball court?
Probably not. No. Yeah, I think he's way more interested in a jam room. Like, I think he's like turning his garage into a jam space or something.
That's exciting, though. It's really, I am very excited for this. I have been looking forward to this, but I did, when you sent the text, I was very like, because I took this week off to take care of my children, as one does when they have children. When you were like, hey, this thing might be happening, or who can do this? These are the dates, these are the games. And I was like, oh man, I was like, this is going to be difficult just because. Now I'm sticking Dan with the kids for 2 days and the Thursday and the Friday, which are days that Winona's home from school. Mm. But I was like, yes, the answer is yes. I'm not going to not do this. This sounds too goddamn fun and life is too short.
But Mike, you said, who can do this? That feels like a clue that this was part of a mass group text.
It was me, Derek, who I didn't have Derek, even though I'm in a basketball mm-hmm. chat with Derek, I didn't have his. So it was like me, Sean, Max, and then a number I didn't know. And Max threw out dates.
Okay.
And I was mm-hmm. like, sweet. And then immediately he's like, hey, this is Derek Hoffman. It's like, hey, this is Mike, Sean. And now we've all, you know, the Philadelphia Freedom chat group has been, you know, the jokes are flying, all that stuff. Set lists are getting thrown out. We're suggesting songs. You know, I was on the drums yesterday playing Cripple Creek, you know, by the band.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. But anyway, so Hoffman's kicked off the kit. He's bringing in a real drum. This is really exciting. Mm-hmm. So this is a good tease for the next episode.
It's going to be able awesome.
To fill you in with stories mm-hmm. or whatever. Of the weekend, or I guess it's not a weekend.
The keto, by the way, speaking of keto diets, are you guys caught up on The Curse?
No.
I got to. I've just been away at a cottage for the last okay. little bit. No one wants to watch that. And they don't even have
there's
Peacock.
There's a brief reference to the keto diet. And I think, honestly, it's probably the best show of the year. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what's beating that show. And I didn't, as much as I like the Safdie Bros, as much as I love Nathan Fielder, I think I said this on an earlier pod, I wasn't rooting for it for some reason. I think, you know, sometimes you're just like, I don't know if I'm, I didn't like Emma Stone. We talked about all this, but it just gets better. So I highly recommend everybody catch up. I'm building up too much, but it's just cool and weird, I should just
are
say.
Are all the episodes released?
No, I think it comes out weekly. So I think we're on episode like 6 or something.
Okay, and there might be 8 in the series, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it right after this.
Oh, there's 10 and the 2 more left.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I saw Wonka, the film, the prequel to Charlie and Chocolate Factory, starring Timothée Chalamet.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. No, I'm imitating Max and he's not liking it at all. No, I don't give a shit about Wonka.
Me neither.
Let me hear about it.
I didn't either. Unzi tells me to go. I'll say this. I was like, hey, can I bring a 5-year-old? Like, would Winona be like too scared? And he was like, no. He's like, I think she'll be fine. And then I see it and I was like, man, that was a delight. I'm like, that's how you do those movies. That guy knows what he's doing. It's the guy that did the Paddington movies. I'm like, that guy's like, he's a great writer. He knows how to put a movie together. It just feels good. It's funny. It like hits all the right beats. Chalamet is super charismatic. And then there's the ending like makes you, I was very emotional watching the ending, but there was Unzi afterwards like, hey, how was it for a 5-year-old for like Winona? And I was like, well, it was good. I'm like, until like they literally burned down his fucking shop and she was crying and I had to like lean into her and explain what the hero's journey was, how you have to dip down so that the hero can then come back up. And then, you know, I told her to keep it down because other people are trying to enjoy the movie. And then
she cried.
She was like, we got to go. We got to go. We got to go. And I was like, I promise you right now, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. And, you know, if we had to step out of the theater, we would have. But she's like, okay. Then obviously it gets goofy again and it's totally fine. And in the end, it's very heartwarming and she loved it. And then we actually saw it a second time over the holidays with her cousins. So it's a banger. It's a good one. So I recommend it if you have kids, even if you don't. Like, the first time I went with John Popolis and we actually invited Josephine and you, or Lucy and you, Shane, but you guys were, I don't know.
You saw Wonka twice?
Yeah, we went with Wynn's cousin again. Yeah.
Would I like it?
I think you would.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We did not talk about was the pub crawl, I don't think.
No, we didn't.
There's been so much. New Year's Eve, pub crawl, like.
Yeah, I was getting into it. There was a new guy there, too. And I'm notorious for picking on the new guys at the pub crawl. But I remember I was getting into it with this guy. He's like a social media guy. Does anyone know this?
What? Who was at our pub crawl?
There's a social media guy, and I was kind of trying to be humble about the social media account I'm a part of, and then he was being humble about his account, but then I slipped in a brag, and then he slipped in a brag that was so insane that it seems like it's very implausible. And then maybe my jealousy just took over, but I was like, I don't know if I can like this guy in good conscience because I don't trust him. But then I looked up his account, and his engagement does seem real. Like, unless he's hired like very sophisticated bots, but yeah, all the comments seem real. He gets the view count is crazy, the likes, and he must be doing extremely well. And I think I saw a video of him riding around, and you know, when people have a nice car, they try to like sneakily record the logo on the steering wheel, but they try to act like something else is going on. And he had like one of those like Ferrari symbols or something there. So I think he might be a legit guy.
Do I know this guy?
I don't know. He was a nice guy too. And I want to hate him, but I think he's just a normal successful guy. But sometimes that's enough.
Do you know whose friend he was? Like who brought him in? Who was he?
It feels like a Brody guy, that world, a school of maybe. And he's actually a fan of the dessert, or at least he comments on the dessert's Instagram thing to maybe get engagement strategy.
Is his name Matt? Matt?
Could be.
Is it Sean's neighbor? Or like
this is such a terrible segment.
I know. People are just like, we're giving no context.
There's a guy who has an account that we can't talk about. We don't know his name or what it's
funny. I think it's funny.
I think the fact that we can't figure out who it is immediately speaks to how bloated the pub crawl's gotten, that there are so many people rolling through the streets of Hamilton that are in this pub crawl that there can be a guy there that we can't immediately go, oh, that guy who's making millions off of social media.
He was the only guy I'd never seen before, though.
Yeah, I think it was less bloated than other years. But anyway, I had a great chat with you, Shane. We had a good heart-to-heart, I felt like.
Yes. Can I remember a word of it? No, but we are. I know we're brothers for life. And that's like, I think I remember us screaming that shirtless, but that could have been a dream I had that night. But yeah, definitely. I thought it was one of the better pub crawls. Mikey.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the best.
Mikey was singing his heart out. He kind of sang an Oasis song, Don't Look Back in Anger, I think. Or maybe it wasn't Champagne Supernova.
No, it was Don't Look Back at Anger.
That's your go-to, yeah.
We got into we went to a bar and somebody put my name in. I didn't actually, they were like, Mike? And I was like, it's not me, Mike. And so one of the guys in the group put my name in. And so I got up and I was like, I'm not going to say no. Like, in fact, I'm quite looking forward to this now that they've done it.
Put your name in. They just pulled
and
his,
then
yeah.
Max like filmed it. I actually kind of like, you know, the night rolls on. That was probably like a mid bar. So there were still many bars after that. And that night rolls on. We have this great time. And the next day, I think Max like sent me the video and I was like, oh man, that's funny. So I was like, I'm going to post this just because it's always such a good time.
And strong performance.
Oh, thanks. My brother got up with me, which was nice. It was a great holiday spirit. And like you said, it's like the strength of the pub crawl is it's like it's buffoonery and a laugh, but also guys break off into pockets and have heart to hearts. Like I ended up sitting in a booth with Birchall and Jug and Savelli, and we just chatted. Like you almost didn't want to move on to the next thing because once you get into a groove, you're like, oh, this is good. And it's like, next bar, boys. And then you know that it kind of splits off into
but then it happens with like, if you're lucky, like six or seven times over the course of the night, you're like, oh, this is the best conversation. You get to the next bar. Oh, it's another amazing conversation. So it's
100%.
It's awesome,
man. Besides Max, I was just talking about brand deals with that one guy. But yeah, still good.
Teach me your
still
ways. Good.
The guy who I've never seen before in my life. We'll never see again. But how many times did your car get pulled, Mike? I feel like it didn't.
I got away scot-free.
Wow.
I drank for free on the pub crawl this year. I know. Wow. Shocking. Did you both get hit?
I got hit once, yeah.
I think I got hit twice, I think. Ooh. I couldn't even look at my credit card. I was so mad.
Yeah. I felt very guilty. Whenever you get away with one, you feel... Well, you're happy, but I do feel bad, you know, because it was like 25 guys at one point. It's a lot of drinks to split.
Definitely.
A lot of guys.
You guys have any New Year's resolutions?
No, I don't really play that game.
I don't play that game, bro.
No goals.
It's bullshit. It goes away in 2 weeks. It always does. You just kind of, Yeah, people do it and they feel affirmational for a bit and then it goes away and then they feel guilty about themselves. Like they feel bad, like they've let themselves down. It's like, just skip the part where you kind of like, it's good to have goals clearly, but it's like, you don't need a I know we like to mark things in this world, but it's kind of like that thing where it's like, I don't like to put a lot of pressure on things like birthdays and Valentine days. And it's like make all the days good. Like, let's go for dinner all the time. Let's make our life sort of, if you can, sort of like, you don't need a reason to do fun things. You know what I mean? So it's like, in some ways, I guess that makes sense logically for what I'm saying about New Year's, which is like, you shouldn't have to have New Year's. Actually, you can do whatever the fuck you want. It's your life. I'm saying for me, I'd rather just sort of, I feel silly if I'm like, okay, Jan 1st on this arbitrary date, shotgun, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But sometimes excuses are nice.
True. And sometimes you need a reason, and that's fine. If you need a reason, you know, it's like anything's fine. Live your life.
I actually had a different kind of epiphany when we were talking about New Year's resolutions, because I was thinking about how I felt last year. And normally I have such a bad memory, but I remember last year we were about to make Laundry Pile. There's all these breakup songs. It was like kind of sad. I wasn't like, it was the previous year was like, it was a great year. I always had like nothing tragic happened, but I just compared to last year, I feel so much better about sort of just like my work life balance. Mm-hmm. And, I've been going to this like pop Pilates class. Did I ever tell you guys this? I'm going to this hot Pilates class.
No. I did Pilates today too, but yeah, go on.
Yeah. So it's this thing, Jaybird in Toronto, and it's dark, hot yoga, things that I would typically put my nose up at. And I'm like, okay, I don't like saunas. Why is it dark? Like, what are we doing here? But I've been going and I really enjoy it. And in part, it's because I'm not allowed to look at my phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like you're paying the $20-something to just like have an hour. And especially in the winter, it's quite nice because it's like really hot in there. So it's like, oh, you're kind of getting toasty and warm. You're getting a really good sweat. The first like, I don't know, the first like 10 minutes are just kind of like stretching and just sort of like not thinking about the outside world. Of course, my mind races and I end up thinking about a lot of different shit. But then you get like a really good like yoga Pilates workout. And then the last 5 minutes, you're kind of cooling down. And I'm like, oh, I really like that. So I'm pleased with myself that this year feels different than last in a more positive way, because I feel like I'm more energized by the work than ever before. And I'm figuring out how to work with more sort of joy and fun. And I'm getting frustrated less, which are all improvements. So, I don't know if I have a New Year's resolution, but to your point, Mike, it wasn't like, I was like, okay, January 1, this is a bunch of shit I want to do. It was more just like looking back on last year. I'm like, oh, I've actually kind of made gradually a bunch of these different changes that have helped serve me. But what about you, Shane?
Okay. For this pod, I'm going to kick it out quicker. I know that's irritating everyone, but the last year, fucking hell of a year for me, just with family illness, very bad situation. And that has been distracting me. And now I'm going to try to work through it and focus and just get shit done. But like, kind of like you were saying at the beginning of this pod, sometimes at the end of the day, you just want to go to bed and you can't, you know, have the energy or the bandwidth to do something. The last year was a lot like that for me. But also, I was telling Mike the other day, like, I feel like I'm a cringe compilation, like a human cringe compilation. And I'm going to try to be less cringy if possible. I'm finding I'm having like 10 cringe moments a day.
A day.
It's nuts. If I'm around people. If not around people, it's fine. If I'm around Alex, maybe one or two. But like even the other day, Mike and I were on a Zoom and to say Merry Christmas to a guy and he ended it. It was like, all right, Merry. And it just ended. I'm like, that's just so me. Like everything is me. And yeah, I was going to tell this story on the last pod. I'm not sure if we have time, but I did like one last stupid cringy thing. Like I went to a Steph Tolev comedy show. Do you know who that is, Max?
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, you swore by her at JFL in Montreal, but I don't really know who she is.
Yeah. It's hard to describe her. To say she's like similar to Tim Robinson wouldn't even make sense, but on stage she has, she has an energy that is so unique and her crowd work is so beyond what you think could even be possible on stage, that going to a live show is just, it's the funniest experience I've had in the longest time, you know. And I went to see Bill Burr at Madison Square Gardens, and I just think she blew him out of the water. And Bill Burr actually had her open for him on this Netflix special he did. And, you know, anyway, it's all to say Steph Tolliv is my favorite stand-up comedian right now. And I had tickets to go to her show. And this was the biggest
venue.
It was Danforth Music Hall.
Nice.
And she's a Canadian, so she's from Toronto. And this was a big homecoming for her, because this was after she kind of popped off from being on that Netflix special. And I listened to her podcast, and she said she's having an after party. So I love sneaking into after parties, as anyone who knows about the like Omega and Nicole Kidman thing. I was kind of like, I can probably navigate into that after party and get into this cool comedy world, because a lot of cool comedians are going to be there. And she kind of interacts with Alex online a little bit, because we met her at JFL, and Alex has a big following. So sometimes Alex will comment on Steph's thing, and Steph will DM Alex back, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, that's another good in. And then the night before Steph Tolliv's show, I'm playing basketball. And I'm in a league with a bunch of people who are writers, directors, and actors. And I'm just chatting with a guy about how I'm really excited about going to Steph Tolliv's show. He goes, oh my God, I'm directing that show.
Whoa.
So I go, well, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, like I'm one of the directors. They're making like potentially like a documentary, and he's filming it and in charge. So I'm like, shit, okay, I just met this guy. I'm kind of befriending him. I also, before he even told me this, I was complimenting him on this viral TikTok he did, where he like, you know, those A&W commercials where they talk about how the burgers are made without hormones or whatever, and they're interviewing yeah. people on the street. So this guy who's directing the Steph Tolliv show looks like the A&W guy. And he did a parody like of those commercials, and he asked people to taste a burger, and they go, oh, what do you think of this burger? I'm like, oh, it tastes great. And he's like, yeah, it's full of shit. And they're like, they're shitless. I was like, yeah, but it's really funny. Like, I'm not doing it justice. Anyway, I compliment him on that. We have a good rapport. And I'm thinking, if I see him at the show, I'll just slyly say, hey, where's the after party tonight? Like, you know, like do like a Mike Veerman-y sort of charming thing to get in. And I know I'm going to have Alex with me, who's very extroverted and charming. And then it'll be very easy to go to the Steph Tolliv after party. Anyway, Alex and I, the night of the Steph Tolliv show, which is the next night, we go to the Keg beforehand. And I'm telling her this. I'm like, I play basketball with the guy who's directing Steph Tolliv, and he did this hilarious video, this TikTok video where he's the NW guy, whatever. I show her the video. She howls. I go, so when you see him to break the ice, say, hey, I just had a burger tonight. It tasted like shit and I loved it. And Alex goes, say that? I go, say that, he will love it. He'll think it's amazing that you're referencing this viral video, whatever. She goes, yes, we rehearse it. I go, instead of taking an Uber to the venue, I want to walk, because I want to like run through how it's going to go. And I just want it to be perfect, because, you know, I'm kind of crazy. So we do it. We have it down. Alex is not feeling confident at all, but I tell her it's going to go well. Okay, so we walk into the venue, and he's right there with a camera crew, and he comes up to me, but he kind of pretends he doesn't know me. And he's in like fake presenter mode. He's not acting like how he was at basketball with like lots of jokes or being like a stand-up comedian, which he is also. And he's like, excuse me, sir, why do you like Steph Tolliv? And I'm like, oh, hey. And then Alex comes up behind, and she's like, hey, I just had a burger. It tasted like shit and I loved it. And it's like, oh, all right. And we're filming it. We're on camera. He's mortified. Like behind his eyes, he's like gone dead a little bit. Like he hates me. He's like, what's going on? Why would she say that?
Oh,
I just
God.
Start rambling. Like I'm flop sweating. And then I'm like, well, I've got to go buy some merch now. And I point to the merch and he's like, okay. And I go buy a Steph Tolliv shirt just to like get out of it. They're $80. I wanted it anyway, but I buy it. And then afterwards, I'm like, okay, maybe I can redeem myself. So I see him after the show, and he's filming like B-roll stuff. And I go up and I'm like, hey, I bought the shirt. I'm wearing the Steph Tolov shirt. Do you want to film me? And he's like, no, well, why would I want to film you? I'm like, oh, for B-roll. Like, you know, inside I said, I'm going to buy the shirt. I got it. And I'm like kind of drunk and weird. So he wasn't at last basketball because I've been planning on how I'm going to redeem myself. But anyway, that's the situation I'm in with this guy. And I really wanted to, you know, be up here and getting good with him. But we'll see what happens.
But then you just ended up seeming weird and thirsty. And like you didn't understand how things are made.
Did you scold Alex about this? Like, come on, no, Alex, this is my fault. Like,
and all I've been thinking of is since then is I have to stop being so cringy all the time. Anytime I plan something, it always goes terribly wrong. And I have to just go with the flow and figure out how normal people are and just be like them instead of this weird calculated thing. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's my
New Year's resolution.
Do you do that thing sometimes where you wake up in the morning and you think about it, or you wake up in the night and you just kind of remember it?
I do that all the day about so many different things. I went to a cottage with my family thinking about one stupid thing I did at the cottage. It's so crazy. Oh, and then I go to Adam on Instagram. He didn't have me back. Yeah.
No. And that's the worst. You got to cut your losses after the night, but bravo to you for shooting your shot again and again and again.
Anyway, let us wrap this up because we have an early bedtime. We got to go to Philadelphia in the morning and it's like, you know, we have to be at the airport for 6:30. So,
Dawson's picking me up at 5:15, I think, or something. I got to do some laundry still. I'm so like, it's been a crazy week. Like Shane said, it's like, we're shooting another thing too. Like Shane and I are shooting, like we're directing something. Then we're acting in something, and it's just like there's so much happening at the end of January that is actually overwhelming, and it is borderline like nerve-wracking to just go away for 2 days in the face of work and my family. But I'm a sucker for hoops, and I kind of want to
do any work on the trip.
I told the guys that I might pop onto this Zoom tomorrow just to help, because we're making some choices, like creative choices. So I obviously I'd love to be there, and there's a good energy when we're sort of all, you know, batting those ideas around. Yeah. So I do want to pop in, but it depends. I don't know. What time does jam start? 2?
12? No, I know it's like 6. We got the afternoon.
6 at night. Yeah. Oh, what are we doing all afternoon then? We're just hanging at his place?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, guys, have a blast.
I think we can share this. Mm-hmm. Nick is kind enough that he's sending us a car to the airport to bring us to his place.
Wait, are you guys being flown in a private jet or do you have to pay for your airfare?
No, we paid for our own flights.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, last minute flights around the holidays, and that's cheap. Yeah.
Okay.
Worth it. Lifetime, man. You never think about the money again. You just remember the experiences. And on that note, I hope everybody is having a great start to the new year. We're excited for more pods. We're excited to get them out sooner. Like Shane said, he's got a New Year's resolution. Maxie, sounds like you reflected on a great year this past year. Hope all of us have exciting things onward and upward. Thank you so much to Nathan Nash, who was on the pub crawl. Great. I'm glad that he joined us because he's always a great hang. Thank you to Manager Ash, who is the best. And guys, it's a great hang. Maybe the best.